7:13 on Houston's Eagle. You still have a couple of minutes to text in the keyword that could win you $1,000. Text the word cute. That's C-U-T-E, cute, to 70123. You have till 7:15.
All right, we have a rather intense birthday scam.
Is this a warning?
Yeah, it gets a little, but it turns out fine.
Okay.
We're calling a woman and messing with her on her wedding week. She wanted a beach wedding, and it's not going to happen. The beach is not available. She's not happy.
It's supposed to be this weekend.
Hello?
Hi, Alicia. This is Bob from the Hotel in Galveston.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
I'm sorry to call, and we're so close to the wedding, but I have some bad news for this weekend.
What's wrong?
Well, the beach, which I thought had been reserved, you guys are getting married on the beach. The beach is not going to be available this weekend.
I've had this reserved for a year.
But there are things that are out of our control. The beach is actually being cleaned this weekend.
Oh, my God. No. We can't. I have 150 people coming. I can't cancel it now.
There was a part that will be open, but that's reserved to somebody else already. So we're not going to be able to.
And there's nothing. Well, can we move it to a different time? Maybe I can do it later after they are done or something like that?
We could go 2 weekends later.
No, this weekend. I can't move it 2 weekends. Don't you understand? I've been planning this for a year. I've got people coming from all over the place. Can we do it later in the day?
Not on the beach. I'm afraid not. We might have some other options elsewhere.
Like what?
We could reserve a corner of the bar.
What?
Obviously, we have to keep the bar open to the public, but we could more or less rope off one corner of the bar where we could have, I don't know if we could get 150 people in there, but that might be tough, but maybe not everyone comes in for the wedding part.
That is completely unacceptable. I can't have my wedding in a bar and not have everybody be able to be there. Are you crazy? There's got to be something else you can do.
You're breaking up there a little bit, but no. Okay, here's one thing we could do. Really, the place we have the most space is in the parking lot. It's behind the hotel, so it's an open parking lot, which we could put up some cones, and so people wouldn't be able to park.
No, that's not going to work either. I am not getting married in a parking lot. I am sorry. Just give me my money back. Give me my deposit back, and I will see if I can find someone else on the strip there who can have the wedding there.
Oh, gosh, no. We have to keep the deposit. That's in the fine print. We'll hold the $500.
What are you talking about? No! You're calling me like days before to tell me I don't have a venue. That money has to come back to me. That is not right. You're not even giving me acceptable alternatives.
I'm trying to come up with something, and if you're going to fly off the handle, that's not going to help anything either.
This is my wedding we're talking about. You want me to do it in a parking lot? That's insane. I can't do that. You have to give me my money back. This is completely unacceptable and totally unprofessional, and it's not right.
Don't go bridezilla on me here.
I am not being a bridezilla. I'm having a breakdown. This is my wedding. What's
all
wrong
right,
with
okay.
you? We cannot have it in a parking lot.
All right, Alicia, I'm sorry.
This is horrible. Let her off. Tell her who did this horrible, horrible prank.
It's Dean and Raj, and your fiancé Doug wanted us to call you.
What?
It's a birthday scam, wedding scam. It's all a hoax. Your wedding is all set to go.
I can't believe he thought this was a joke. Oh, my God. I'm going to strangle him.
Fine, you might want to reconsider marrying him. I don't know. All right. I hope you're okay. Tell Doug we called in. We wish you both the best of luck.
Well, thank you, guys. I'm sorry I got so upset, but you can blame him on that.
Dean and Raj, mornings on Houston's Eagle.